There is currently an abundant variety of life on Earth. As a committed environmental activist, I want it to stay that way. But I am concerned that it might not, because although life is currently abundant, it is also very fragile and easily destroyed. Extinct is forever. The life that we now see has taken millions of years to evolve and adapt to its own distinct local conditions. How much easier it is to destroy than to create. Surely we must do more to try and contain the forces of destruction that could so easily wreak catastrophic damage. In particular, we must guard against destruction of communities of plants and animals existing together for mutual support and protection. The destruction of one small part can have a major impact on the whole. At our own peril, we fail to protect the habitat or niche of every member of the vast web of life. We should hardly need reminding that the survival of individual species depends on their ability to reproduce such that a sufficient number of their young can reach maturity. For this to continue successfully, their environment must support species to feed their young and nurture them to produce independent adults able to reproduce themselves. Who are we to jeopardize this fantastic development of life? What kind of values and priorities drive people to willfully destroy innocent members of the animal kingdom? Or is it just ignorance? Even those species which appear to be closely related to one another will each have distinctive characteristics through which we can tell them apart. They should all have a place. Nature is not red in tooth and claw as many people in our protected urban-centered society seem to imagine. In fact, species in the wild are part of complex interdependent webs or communities where the basic requirements of life, such as a place to live and reproduce and food to eat, are provided by other organisms in the community. Take, for example, the habitat provided by a very large rainforest tree for other plants and animals. These complicated sets of interaction between different species are such vivid illustrations of the interdependence which characterizes the global environment. We have a lot to learn from them. Are we taking heed, or are our thoughtless actions in danger of destroying them? I fear that we are not learning quickly enough, and that time is running out. Why is there not greater urgency in efforts to understand what is really now happening to our environment, and to temper the growth of damaging forces? Under whose authority do we dare to undermine the finely balanced communities of plants and animals which have developed over all parts of the globe? Should powerful economic forces really have the right to interfere with nature in ways which do not guarantee its future well-being? Should these forces not be stopped before it's too late?